Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
I'm not saying it's not a strange world we live in, Phil. It is a strange world we live in.
Yeah.
It's a strange world, ladies and gentlemen. We're happy to be somewhere stuck in the middle. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno. Welcome to the program. Now, we gave away Moist tickets yesterday. I was at the Jets game last night waiting for my wife, who's in the bathroom, and this guy leans over and goes, "You're not going to tell that Moist tickets joke again, are you?" And I was like, "Why, do you want to hear it again?"
"Nope."
All right, good talk. See you out there.
Have you never... Did you just meet Dave Wheeler? Yeah. He will recycle.
He's the king of recycled jokes.
Absolutely. Never say I don't recycle. I just put all my jokes in a big old blue box. Okay, so I know we had Moist tickets yesterday. What are the tickets that we have today?
Can you guys talk amongst yourselves?
I believe it's Colin James.
Was it Colin James? I thought there was something else. Colin James was Monday. We had Moist yesterday. I think it's another average Canadian band.
Moist again.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that looks like... Sam Roberts.
That's what it was. Another average Canadian band. I knew it was another one. Okay. Hey. We'll have that coming up this morning.
This is called show prep, when you know what's happening on your show.
This is why we do the intro part, to get the caught up. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno, and we start now. Fantasy football problems.
Yes, since you asked.
Rena, you know what? Honestly, my wife, before she started playing fantasy football, was not really into football, and she's still not really into football, but she really enjoys playing fantasy football.
Yeah. Yeah, it's anytime you put money on something.
And there's no money involved in this.
That's true, but it's
competition.
It's bragging rights is what it boils down to.
Yeah,
if you win, you get to trash the people who lost on Twitter. That's really all it. or maybe Facebook.
Wow,
totally worth it.
Yeah, totally worth it. Yeah, but she's got a better understanding of everything than
now.
I do.
Yeah.
Overall.
But what better way
to... So it's more fun to enjoy your win because you know why you won and such, where I'd be like, oh, sweet. I don't know.
But what better way to introduce yourself?
And there's two chicks in it this year. Nikki Stranieri is in it, too, who works behind the scenes here at 92.
She's into NFL football.
She is. Quite the sports fan. Yeah, it'd be even like that's already two pressure games. And I'm not being sexist, but when you play a girl in fantasy football, you're expected to win. And when you lose, you get beaked by the guys in the pool. Yep. So if Rena were to join, then it would be like three.
No, I never said Ver to join our league.
Oh, I thought you were trying to get her to join ours.
No, just join a league.
Join a league?
Yeah. No, I'm okay.
I don't see, Rena would be just an absentee owner.
Yeah.
Which is okay. It's a nice layup when you get to that part of the season.
Yeah.
You can play Rena, it's a win. Well, you can. You ever seen a guy play the spoons before?
Yes.
East Coasters are really into it.
Yes, I have. I don't know where it was, but I did see it. I was young. It's really slick to watch.
It's incredible. I tried it a few times, but it's hard.
Like that. There's only one thing in life I'm that fast with my hand at, and you don't want to see it. No one needs to see it.
It's paying for Tim Hortons.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Bang, get that money on the table.
Yeah. Reno, where did you see it? Was it young, like kind of like on a stage thing?
Oh, you mean spoons.
Yeah, I'm from Jerkwater, Alberta, so that was like a regular occurrence in school and dances and whatnot. I don't know.
But people dances, school dances,
please play
the spoons. I used to have bands and people got, there'd be like a guy getting up with a spoon. Yeah.
All right, no slow dancing while this guy plays the spoons at the school
There's
dance.
There's other instruments in the band too, jerks.
The stand-up broom bass.
It's Rena's Uncle Doug on the spoons.
All right, now welcome to the talent show. The 30th person playing the spoons, here's Uncle Doug.
I didn't grow up in Saskatchewan.
Hey, goddamn close for the sounds of it.
-6 is the high for today. We're at -8 right now, and we're supposed to see some more snow.
We do have tickets to go see Sam Roberts playing the Burton Cummings Theater tonight.
Is it tonight?
It says tonight on prize sheet, November 19th. Okay. And then, of course, later on this morning, or I don't know when we're doing it, but Moist tickets, also they're playing November 26th at the Burt.
I'm going to guess what I'm doing tonight. Now, there's been a rumor.
Going to Joey's for dinner.
Nope.
And then...
No. What? What was that? What? No, there was a staff draw that I won. And
You won that?
I won this. Now, this is for the premiere. Now, you're going to laugh, Rena. This is for the premiere of The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1. Now, the reason why I'm going, not for Jennifer Lawrence. No, not for Jennifer Lawrence.
He's got to justify this now. He goes into a staff draw.
From Woody Harrelson.
And everybody on staff just loves it when the high-paid...
I need to be jerking off later.
Everybody on staff loves it when the high-paid Woody. Morning man wins these draws.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I deserve it. Now, the reason why I'm going is not for the movie. The reason I'm going is not for Jennifer Lawrence, not for Woody Harrelson, not for Lenny Kravitz. There is a rumor floating around that there is going to be a teaser trailer, a very, very quick teaser trailer for Star Wars.
And so that's why you're just going to leave afterwards, probably?
No, I'll probably stay for the movie. I mean, it is Jennifer Lawrence, after all.
That would actually be hilarious. Like, all right, saw the teaser, out.
Yeah. I thought about, well, it all depends
the
what's going
on.
The
staff would riot.
Yeah.
So I'll be checking that out.
You won that truck.
You know what? I'll let you know if the Star Wars trailer actually happens. But yeah, I'll be there nice and early to make sure.
Phil, that's the last movie Philip T. Hoffman's in.
Yeah, that's right, eh?
Yeah.
That's right. And he didn't finish it.
Yeah, he didn't finish it. They had to put him in.
Well, enjoy the movie. I look forward to your review tomorrow. Stuff. I mean, I think we all know.
I'm going to review the movie. I'm just going to review the trailer if it actually happened. I'll be tweeting about it instantly.
Yeah,
I might even try and bootleg.
You're going to dress up like a Hunger Games character.
No, I... Can you do that? All right. Another quick reminder. We talked about it a bit yesterday, but I wanted to give it another plug because it is the police and the firefighters. Yeah. But the Guns versus Hoses hockey game. It's Friday, 7 p.m. at the Iceplex. Dougie Gilmore, Laurie Boschman, both going to be there. Tickets available at Boston Pizza downtown. Portage Place, Portage Moray, City Place, Pita Pit, Regent Lodge, and Ellis and Sterling Lion. And you can pick them up at Joe Daly Sports. They're $10 each.
Yeah.
And it supports the fire department and the cops, which is very cool.
I got an email last night that kind of pissed me off a little bit. Not a lot, but I mean, enough that I wanted to talk about it this morning.
Okay.
But a guy was actually physically angry and upset with us that we didn't let him know that Jim Gaffigan was in town. Now, for those that don't know, Jim Gaffigan is a stand-up comic. He's a tall, portly, ginger, balding-looking guy. He's got a few books out. Very, very funny. If you remember, he's the one that did the Hot Pockets bit.
That's right. I follow him on Twitter. He's pretty funny.
Very funny guy. Yeah. Now, every day when I drive to work, I drive down Main Street, so I pass, the concert hall and the Pantages Playhouse twice a day, and once on the way to work, once on the way back. And I actually physically saw Jim Gaffigan, November 15th, Pantages Playhouse. And I saw the moniker. I'm like, oh, my God, I would love to go see that show. So I got home, and like this was like weeks ago. And I said, hon, Jim Gaffigan's going to be at Pantages. We have to go. And she says, great, what night? I said, November 15th. She goes, oh, that's the night of Kurt and Allie's wedding. And I went, oh, son of a bitch, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. We cannot go. We have a wedding to go to. So I never thought twice of it, but I passed by the Pantages Playhouse every day seeing Jim Gaffigan.
Well, and the way these things work, I think you're getting to this, is we get announcements from promotions if the promoter of that show decides to spend some money with us.
Right.
And then we run commercials and we announce the show. But if they're not spending money with us, it's not that we choose to ignore it. It's just we certainly aren't going to announce it and give tickets away, and then it can slip our minds to mention it.
Right on the top of the head, Phil, because, I mean, if I was going to that show, like, if we actually bought tickets, that would be something that'd be like, hey, yeah, I'm going to see Jim Gaffigan. I'm excited for it. Not talking freebies. If we actually just got tickets,
sure,
and my wife and I went, that would be something that I'd be talking about. Like, my God, he was great, or I'd be excited about it. But if I'm not going, and they're not paying to have their ads on the air, then we're not going to talk about
it. That's right, yeah. So we apologize that
we don't tell
you about every show. No, apologize is the wrong word. I feel bad that Buddy didn't find out about the show.
Well, same time, if you're that big of a fan, then you should be on the newsletter, or you should be following on Twitter.
Jim Gaffigan, yeah, on Twitter, he would have mentioned
Gaffigan
that.
Jim Gaffigan newsletter.
He is, well,
sure, of course
he is super active on Twitter. He would have been talking about a Winnipeg show without question. So. Yeah.
Anyways, if anyone saw that show, I'm really curious to hear how it went.
I bet it was good.
Oh, I guaranteed it went. But my only fear is, actually, sometimes, George Carlin, one of my favorites of all time, but I saw him twice and he did the same material because, I mean, he was, you know. No. But I was with Jim Gaffigan. I've seen most of his stuff. I would hope that it would be new stuff, or am I just going to see like a best of set list?
It's tough for these guys if you do a lot of touring to come up with new set lists, especially if you have one that's just banging and everybody loves it.
Like Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's like a song.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to go hear the new songs from the new album. Like, play the hits, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
All right, 6:47. We're going to take a break. News, weather, sports coming up. And then after 7 o'clock, we get a chance for you to win Sam Roberts tickets at shows tonight at the Bird. Hang on.
City traffic.
See, they actually paid.
Yeah,
that's how it works. They paid for us to promote.
You pay us, we'll mention it.
Right.
We don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm. 92 City FM, world-class rock. 7:03, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
There is a chance we'll see some more snow today. -6 is the high. We're at -8.
What time, Wheels, on the moist tickets?
Let's do that in 15. You want to grab some trivia for that, Reno? Or do you want to play the buzzer game again?
I like the buzzer game.
Okay. Okay.
But we got...
And then we also have Sam Roberts.
Let's do Sam Roberts in 15. We'll give you your choice.
That's a good call.
Give your choice coming up here in 15 minutes. Saturday night, this is kind of weird. I was at, as I mentioned before, 7 o'clock, I was at a friend's wedding. And I got a phone call from my mom. Now, I'm going to share this with you because just more than anything, I'm
curious if there's anyone else out there, because I haven't even really started to process these feelings yet, but my mom called me up and told me that her and my dad are splitting up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm 35 years old.
It's not a huge surprise for you. I mean, I'm sorry to hear that, but yeah, you've talked about that they might do this someday. Sure. They kind of maybe were staying together for the kids for years.
Well, which is weird, because my brother's 30.
Lots of couples do it.
But then financially, it probably made sense. Yeah. But you said, like, they've always come up, ever since I've known you, they've never had Christmas together. They always come up separately, and... Yeah, I always thought they were separated for a while.
But even my mom, she's like, you know, we tried to make it work for you guys. I'm like, well, we're grown adults.
Yeah.
Like we're adults now. Like, I have kids. I have a home. My brother's living out on the West
Coast.
Comfort,
though, eh? Making a move like that is a big move, especially if they're kind of friends anyway. But, you know, I don't think there's a hatred there.
No, they just, well, I mean,
but at their age, too, you know, it's something you're going to... You know, there's the scariness of being alone,
right,
and like when you get old, having that person to help you or to be there.
Well, that's the thing I tried to explain to them, and not that I was trying to keep them together by any stretch, because they're two grown adults. They've been married for 40 years. They can do whatever they want. But you know, my mom was saying, you know, I'm looking at it, you know, a little place, you know, that I can sit in, and you know, she goes, I'm just tired of being lonely in my own home. I'm like, well, living on your own isn't going to be any less lonely.
Yeah, but then she can start, you know, bringing dudes in, and,
oh,
and that's a whole different life, right?
Just become a bachelor, bachelorette.
I can't wait to meet your new stepdad when he rolls in for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing she mentioned too. She goes, we're not going to get divorced. We're just going to become legally separated, because my mom's a Catholic, and she's like, she just can't, you know, physically do that or mentally do that. But it's just at this age, you know, like, I mean, I couldn't imagine going through it if I was, you know, a kid. You know, having your parents split up in the home and the fighting and whatnot, but they're grown adults now. And they're like, we need to talk. And it's like, okay, well, if you guys don't want to be together,
they're both going
to
be happier.
Then,
you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're saying, why did they wait this long? Why didn't they get it done like the second you moved out?
Yeah, because the thing, you know, we tried to stay together for you kids. I'm like, I haven't lived at home in almost 20 years.
Well, I think we can safely determine that it's a bigger step for couples from, back in the day to separate than it is nowadays.
Because nowadays, if it doesn't work, people just give up. They don't try, and they get divorced, and then, that's just the way it is.
Getting
it was so common, whereas back then, it was not allowed. Like, it was just frowned upon. Like, you would, you know.
And if you're from that generation, it's a huge step. Whereas nowadays, it's like taking a piss getting a divorce. It's just it's over.
I remember seeing this comic where this mother's crying when her daughter's trying on her wedding dress. She goes, Mom, why are you crying? She goes, well, you're getting married. She goes, relax, Mom. It's not like it's forever.
Yeah.
Some phone calls rolling in here at 780 City. But you're...
Do you want to be Wheeler's new stepdad?
No,
780
it.
City.
Stop
hello.
It.
Hey.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be Wheeler's new stepdad.
Good.
But I do have a traffic tip for you guys.
All right.
Braden and Bowman, in between there, southbound on Henderson, is closed off. The cops have it all taped off.
Huh. Yep.
Have we had that?
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yep.
We had that.
Well, fair enough.
All right.
Hey, never
thank
call
you.
Again
yes.
with
yes.
something we have.
Yeah.
thanks for the breaking news.
No, we appreciate it. Hi, City.
Oh, wait, let's go.
Hello, City.
How's it going? Driver's report.
You okay? All right.
Westbound past Deacon's Corner between... out there in the floodway.
You asshole. I'm sitting here talking about my parents splitting up and everyone wants to talk about traffic.
Wheeler in the morning.
Okay, so let's give away your choice, really. Sam Roberts or Moist. Those are the two tickets we have to give away. Keep in mind, Sam Roberts is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight at the Burton Cummings Theater. Later on, for whatever the person doesn't pick after 8 o'clock, we'll play the buzzer game between you two, but I just need some more time to compile some questions. So, in the meantime, we will play audio-video. Audio from a video. If you can guess this movie, then you get tickets to your choice.
I've got some hookers in my room. What do you say we go celebrate my treat?
No, thanks. I think I'll just stick with the scarf here, but thank you, though.
Suit yourself, queer.
That's me Friday night.
780 City, CITI 2484. Go ahead.
Well, it's obviously Slapshot, but Wheeler, bro hug, man. Bro hug. Screw traffic tips, man. Bro hug.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks,
after,
bro.
Yeah. I'm glad you gave him the bro hug. And, of course, his parents getting a divorce after 40, because I didn't. Kind of making me feel bad now. Hi, City.
Dodgeball.
That's correct. Dodgeball is correct. Dodgeball is correct. What a great movie.
Let's go get some it's hookers fun. In my room.
You want to listen to the clip one more time?
Yeah, that's
got
a funny
some hookers
clip.
In my room. What do you say we go celebrate my treat?
No, thanks. I think I'll just stick with the scarf here, but thank you, though.
Suit yourself, queer.
So politically incorrect, but so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Oh, by the way, which tickets do you want, the Sam Roberts or the Moist tickets?
Moist.
Okay, all right. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you, which means we still have tickets up for grabs for Sam Roberts. That show is tonight. Burton Cummings Theater. Quick break. News, weather, sports is next. I don't know. I'm on the side of the artist on this one, if you will. Rena's the same.
We're going to bring this up in the scoop.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
All right.
Save it.
7:34, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
-6 at the high for today. We're at -8.
So a story about Sons of Anarchy coming up in 10 yes. minutes and some complaints they're getting about a recent episode. Also, the bone phone at 8:05, packed full of winter driving complaints as well. Call about Charles Manson.
Charles Manson.
More famous Manson.
I've actually got some more info on him coming up in the scoop as well.
More famous than Dave Manson.
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of hockey, last night I was lucky enough to go to the Jets game last night.
Do you issue a press release before you go places now?
I might have to.
I think because every time you go somewhere, it's like there's a picture on Facebook of Dave Wheeler being interviewed by some TV network or the newspaper. Well, you know, I go to Safeway a lot, and I tend to get like 8 or 9 items at a time.
Actually, I go to Sobeys.
So what happened at the Jets game?
Well, it was cool because I'm part of a group of people who have season tickets, but most of my season tickets are in the second half of the season. So my wife and I actually got to go as guests of Corey Schneider last night because, of course, he's a player and he gets tickets. And so we watched the first period, and then because MTS Center is celebrating its 10th anniversary.
That's crazy.
10 years!
Yeah.
MTS Center's been, I was 25 years old when I first started working there. And so, they had some booths set up where you could go and tell your favorite MTS memory, and they were asking me, like, oh, come tell your favorite memory, and so I did that, and then they interviewed me on the Jumbotron during the first intermission, and just asked me what some of my favorite memories were about over the last 10 years, and they were running clips all throughout the game last night of some really cool moments over the past 10 years. 10 years goes by quick.
Yeah.
Like, it
blasts, man. Time flies.
But a few of my favorite memories, obviously, you know, October 9th, 2011, that first game against the Montreal Canadiens when the Jets made their triumphant return to Winnipeg.
Remember that?
That'll stick in my head for the rest of my life.
That has to be most people's number one.
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, there's been lots of great concerts at Pearl Jam, Audioslave, the Foo Fighters, Green Day, because we went on that run of great shows right after we got MTS Center, because for whatever reason, Winnipeg Arena wasn't, I think it was something to do with the big trucks being able to get into Winnipeg Arena. Something along those lines. But anyway,
you can fit three trucks in MTS Center. You can only fit one in the old Winnipeg Arena. That's why a lot of bands wouldn't come through, because it took them way too long to set up and tear down.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So it felt like right after MTS Center opened, we started getting all these monster shows, these bands that hadn't been here in years. So I do remember that. But yeah, the Jets return has to be the highlight.
One memory for me, and I wanted to share it here because it would have taken way too long in the interview, but when I first got hired to work the Moose Games Arena, they had the Timbits. Like, the Timbits would jump out on the ice, and so I'd bring my skates and I'd go on the ice with them. When it first started, they'd have two games going on at the same time. And I'm sitting there and I'm trying to, you know, announce both games. I said to them, I said, hey, just bring in two teams and let them go like full ice. And they're like, why? And I said, well, I'll do a little play-by-play and have some fun. And it turned into this really cool thing that people would stick around for and watch during the first intermission. I absolutely loved going out there, and I've had like people that are like 18 years old now come to me and go, hey, you did the play-by-play for me.
The Timbits.
When I was a kid, and it was so much fun, and they retain these memories, and that's really cool to be part of like someone's memory about that.
Cool.
So yeah, so that was one of my favorite moments over the past 10 years at MTS Center.
Timbits hockey.
Yeah. Rena, any favorite moments from MTS Center?
Well, I have been here as long as you, it's always been MTS Center for me. Well, like, they have Rock on the Range and those type of long music festivals. Love those. And just lots of
Phil, any fond memories of the Eaton Center?
Sports memories for me.
The Eaton Center?
Any fair fond memories of the Eaton Center?
I remember like around Christmas going shopping there.
Sure.
I like going to the old school department stores around Christmas. They seem to really, you know, and then you spray some cologne on, some Dracar Noir, walk around, talk to some chicks.
That's stealing, Phil. Yeah. All right, 7:38, the scoop's coming up at 5. So.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. Trade in and trade up. That's right. They accept trades. Straight up and on consignment. Details at EnnsBrothers.com. The fun starts here.
So another woman has come forward with allegations against Bill Cosby. This is model and MTV host Janice Dickinson. If you saw her face, you'd recognize her right away. She's had a buttload of plastic surgery. She's the self-proclaimed world's first supermodel. Okay. She's older now. But she's claiming that years ago that she was raped by Bill Cosby, and that she had it in her... She wrote a book a couple years ago, and that Bill Cosby's lawyers paid her to take that out of the book, that portion of Cosby drugging her and raping her, the same type of allegation as all the other victims. So now Netflix has announced that they are postponing next week's internet launch of Bill Cosby's upcoming stand-up comedy special, Bill Cosby 77. They said that they're just postponing it because all these people are starting to come forward. There's all this negativity around Cosby and they're waiting.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So, People Magazine has named the sexiest man alive for 2014.
Dennis Franz.
And it goes to Chris.
Zach Morris.
No. Ricky Schroeder.
It's not a real person. Chris Hemsworth.
Thor.
Yes,
oh, that's a
Thor. The previous, or last year, I guess it was Bradley Cooper. The year before that, Brad Pitt and George Clooney before that. So he joins the list of hotties. Charles Manson, he's getting married. So
so strange.
It is the weirdest thing. She's 26 years old. Her name is Afton Elaine Burton. And there's a lot of questions circulating, you know, going around about how it's going to work exactly. So he is going to be allowed to make out with his bride. She is going to get to wear a wedding dress. Only 10 people are allowed to attend the ceremony, but they cannot be prisoners. And he is not allowed to touch her aside from his lips touching. And they only get to kiss when to make it officiate, basically to seal the deal at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
But they are not, no conjugal visits are allowed whatsoever. He is never allowed to be with her without somebody else in the room. It's always got to be supervised.
Well, he influenced young women to kill people. Right?
Yeah. I'm not saying I disagree with it.
He's a brainwasher.
But I mean, at that point, I know you have to let it happen for civil rights reasons, for human rights reasons.
That's right.
But
they can't even have a meal. The only food that they're allowed to eat together is a vending machine food that is available in the...
some vending machines
would you
are
like
better.
The plain chips or the Doritos,
right.
Maybe.
Some are better than others. Get some Doritos and a Snickers.
I made up a little toilet wine if you're interested. A
couple of...
Num, num.
A couple of Cokes.
Sons of Anarchy producers have angered officials at America's Parents Television Council and a few other human rights groups because of a sex montage featuring Charlie Hunnam. Apparently it was 3 minutes of sex scenes mushed together. Now you watched the show, Wheeler.
Yeah. So I mean, I know exactly what they're talking about. And it's the start of the show. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on if you follow Sons of Anarchy, but it shows Jax and then basically every guy who's in the MC and who they're having sex with at the time.
Mm.
And it just rolls through everybody. And it's kind of like an art. It's a little
so
art piece.
They're mostly mad about the bare butt nudity stuff. Apparently,
so this is the first time they've seen this
Charlie
show?
Charlie Hunnam's butt.
Have they met
pumping.
Kim Kardashian?
They're mad that it's on cable and it airs at like 9 o'clock at night, which is still, considered what? Primetime.
Look at the stuff on. Look
it's
at this.
Cable,
look
it's like playing that. There's porn out there, everyone.
Yeah,
it's out there.
But look at the stuff that's on AMC.
Sure.
There's zombies eating people on Sunday nights. If your kids can find something violent or something sexual in 30 seconds, if you're not watching, that's a ridiculous complaint.
You can go on Instagram and see Kim Kardashian break the internet. Kim K.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And finally, the famously angry celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay found himself in one of his own kitchen nightmares last weekend during the opening of his new restaurant in London. Now, Gordon Ramsay owns 12 restaurants in London, 24 around the world. He has launched a lot of new restaurant openings, but this one, he's claiming that one of his competitors sabotaged the event by messing with the reservations. So they try to make it a big media thing. They invite all these special guests. They had 140 reservations. They invited all the media to come out and
Swedish
do a big
chef.
Thing
Tell
on
me
it.
Tell me it was the Swedish chef.
No. Apparently, someone called all the reservations that they had and told them that it was canceled, that they moved the opening date to another day, so not a single person showed up. So it was like all these photographers and media and Gordon Ramsay and his whole staff, and not a single person walked through the restaurant to eat.
That sounds like a radio station prank that we should have done.
I bet you it was one of the former contestants that, if you haven't seen his reality show, he yells, tells his contestants to F off and F themselves, and he's so verbally abusive to these people.
That's the whole show.
There's a lot of people that have a hate on for him, so, it's not surprising.
Still funny.
Yeah, that's a scoop.
Now, the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advanced Electronics. With the PowerAll 12,000 milliamp battery. Holds a charge for 3 months. All season performance for snowmobiles, RVs, boats, and more.
We've been talking a lot about, I keep wanting to say Marilyn. Charles Manson, of course, some woman has been taken in by his charm, and he's going to get married.
Crazy.
In jail. Here's a call about it.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that. Charles Manson getting married. Everybody's giving that girl, saying that she has daddy issues or whatever. The thing is, though, that as soon as she marries him, she has all the rights to his name. And believe it or not, that weirdo's name is worth millions of dollars.
Sure it is. Think of the book deal.
Absolutely.
And how many years does he even have left? He's old, right?
He's 80.
He's 80, yeah.
It's a little bit like Anna Nicole Smith's marriage.
Yeah, that's true.
Better part of his life in
She's
prison.
A lot smarter than she looks.
That's right. does she look dumb, or you just mean, like, is this...
the whole situation, and she does kind of look, you know...
Does she look dumb?
Well, she look, you know...
She's marrying Charles Manson.
She doesn't look all there, you know?
Jesus. So you're saying she didn't graduate Harvard and then go marry...
So wait a sec, I read about Sharon Tate. You're not going to do that to me. No? Okay, I'll marry you. I'm smart.
You never know. There's a few... Here's the thing. I know some people are sick of hearing about, put the bikes away in the winter. But you know what? When you get 10 calls... And I've narrowed it down to 3 half-decently funny ones. That's obviously a lot of people feel this way, so we're just going to play the calls here.
Snow is on the ground. It's time to hang the bicycles up. I'm getting tired of trying to decode bicycles on the road.
Cyclists driving your bikes in the wintertime, it is winter now. Please stop. There's nothing worse than me trying to drive my car and squeeze around you when the lane's already too small as it is.
To the guy riding the bicycle down Carlton 10 minutes after the Jets game, you are a f***ing...
You know what, though? It's not illegal, and some people rely on their bike to get around. And
you know what? You took the words right out of my mouth, Phil. And you know what? Here's the perfect argument. There are a lot of people who drive vehicles who should not be driving vehicles.
That's right. Business. How many people
alone,
are...
Yeah. Never mind the winter, let alone the summer. But that's how they get around.
I mean... It is a pain in the arse. I understand that, especially when the roads are really narrow with snowbanks, and then you got a cyclist. It's a pain in the arse, but they're allowed to do that.
The only thing I will say is the ones that actually winterize their bikes, the big fat tires, they got the reflectors on, they've got everything they need. Those ones I don't mind, but it's that asshole that's got the 12 case on the 10 speed,
you know, with the skinny little tires right there. Riding in the middle of the
road on the
worst. Get off the road!
And he's always doubling someone, too.
Treating it like a minibus. It's ridiculous.
Okay, another call about winter driving here.
I see that these tires are really working well that MPI is offering to everybody. I'm pretty much ripping my nut hairs out, not being able to get anywhere. You goddamn people, you've been living in Winnipeg how long? Learn how to f***ing drive. Jesus Christ.
ripping your nut hair. Don't say that again.
Yikes.
Hey, Winnipeg, or should I say whiny bag? It's old man winter, I'm back. Can't you drive a little bit of snow? What happens when I really show up, you bunch of whiners?
This is nothing compared to what we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll wrap up with this one. Wheeler, I know you were at the Jets game last night.
Yeah.
The former man in the stands.
Uh-huh.
You got interviewed by the current men in the stands.
Yeah.
You did such a good job, they had to replace you with 2 friggin' guys.
Damn, Skippy.
And this
one and a half.
This dude agrees.
Hey, over
the
years, I've given Wheeler a hard time about emceeing at the Jets and Moose games. And just came from the Jets game tonight. And just want to say, Wheeler, man, you're a lot better than what they have right now. I don't know who he is or where he came from, but Ross, you're pretty decent, buddy. Well, one shout out to you you'll ever get, eh? Keep it up, though. You guys do a good show.
Yeah, you don't know what you have until it's gone, do you?
That's like the old Cinderella song.
What?
I'm the only one who knows that song?
Yeah, you're the only one.
Got a bone to pick.
Is it better if I go through Howard, or should I just go right to the source? Because I got a bone to pick. I got a bone to pick with someone.
Go
over
through
it.
H.
Yeah?
Talk to H first. He'll get you. I know what you're worked up about. And H will he'll help you out. He'll explain it to you. He'll give you the inside story, the real story. I know you've been getting a lot of details about this from other people and unreliable
H
sources.
H is the only trust.
H will figure
source.
It out. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send him an email then, because I'm a little...
Is this the Foo Fighters thing?
Yes. Yes,
God,
it's the Foo Fighters thing.
You've been worked up about this for days.
Well, the rumors were going around that they weren't going to get booked in Winnipeg, and then tour dates came out yesterday, and they're not coming to Winnipeg. And it's not that they're not coming to Winnipeg, it's just that they weren't booked in Winnipeg.
Hey, get in line. Pearl Jam's not coming either. I'm not happy about that.
Why is that?
I'm assuming.
But why is
scheduling the, conflicts?
I find that hard to believe. I find that hard to believe because we managed, like, we were Monday morning, we're announcing Def Leppard. So, I mean, like, we managed to squeeze that one in. Like, that's going to sell well.
Well, Def Leppard's got a lot more time on their hands. They're like, hey, we're available. Whatever you need us.
Was that a hand?
No, it wasn't meant to be.
No? Okay, well, it's still funny.
Okay.
So, look at the. Okay, they're at 8-12, which is August 12th. They are in Edmonton, Alberta. And then August 13th, they're in Calgary, Alberta. And then August 17th. So they've got 4 days. They've got 4 days between Calgary and Denver. They can skid. Maybe it's not officially signed yet, or maybe they're working on it. These are their tour dates.
They always add and change dates. If there's four days in between, maybe they're still working on a deal.
Maybe Grohl's off being cool sometime in that. You know, maybe he's got some cool thing planned in between those two shows.
Okay, fair enough. But how about this? July 19th, they play Boston. They've got nothing for an entire month. They start again in Edmonton. They've got a month in between. Mm-hmm. They can stop before Edmonton or after Calgary. I don't care. Someone get them here again.
Before you get yourself all worked up, which you already are, talk to Howard. He'll know exactly why. I don't know why you've waited this long to talk to him.
I'm gonna send him an email as soon as we're done here. I'm already going. My wife surprised me with tickets. Independence Day, July 4th. We're going to be in Washington, D.C. for Independence Day.
What do you care? You're going to an amazing show.
I still want
to
see them in my backyard. Why wouldn't I want to see them twice?
Well, you're going to a wicked festival, which will trump anything.
It's gonna be super awesome. Don't get me wrong. But I still want to see them here. They didn't come on the last tour. I don't get it.
Oh God. Give him some Kleenex.
You'll survive.
Sorry, was Harlequin busy playing MTS Center that night? Is that why we couldn't book them in?
It's ridiculous.
If someone says to me today, we should get a petition going. I'm like, listen, I hate petitions. Yeah. Let's bring this.
Well, why is the Foo Fighters, like I said, Pearl Jam's not coming. Why is that any different? I mean, we're all mad about
it. It's simple. Dave Grohl hates Winnipeg.
Yeah. That's not true,
Rena.
That's
what I heard.
Dude, shut your dirty hooker mouth. That is not true.
Uh-huh.
Phone lines are lighting up.
Especially anybody named Dave that lives in Winnipeg, he said.
Hello. Hi, City.
I'm the only Dave.
Hey, Wheeler.
Yeah.
More food dates to be announced, so keep your fingers crossed.
See, you might be throwing this hissy fit for nothing.
I hope
so. This is going to be embarrassing for you in like three days.
No, it won't be embarrassing. I'll be celebrating. I'll be throwing streamers. Hello.
Hey, Will, he doesn't got a restraining order on you by any chance.
No, we're best friends. He just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, Wheeler was at the meet and greet. I just want to hang out with you, Dave.
What's wrong with that? Will you marry me?
We'll be Dave squared.
Traffic.
Traffic is for Kite and Caboodle, Winnipeg's largest independent Lego store, featuring the outstanding Lego architecture series, Kite and Caboodle, second floor, Johnston Terminal at the Fort.
Wait, Wheels, didn't you try to give him your phone number or something when you went to the meet and greet?
No. What happened was, it was in the middle of an interview. I'm sitting down with all the guys, and I just kind of said that they had to wrap up. I said, hey, listen, I said, I've got a bunch more questions. Would you mind if I fired you an email? And he goes, just email the website. I answer all those. I'm like, oh, the ultimate letdown. He wouldn't even give me his email address. It's not like I asked for your real address.
And then he looked at you. Are you a male groupie? Are you trying to hook up with me here?
And then they said, why aren't you wearing pants? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. What are you, a boner?
Guy just sent me an email. He says, how many days until Steak and BJ Day? Well, there's 86 days, 15 hours, 25 minutes until Valentine's Day. So if you tack 30 days onto that, now we're looking at like 106 days. So until Steak and BJ Day.
Steak and BJ
Steak
Day. Like,
and BJ
it's
Day.
Like the unicorn for most men. Steak it doesn't actually exist.
Well, that's why I was thinking he enjoyed it so much. He's like, oh, I can't wait till next year. I want that again. That was really good. 8:35. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
-6 is the high for today. We're at -8.
Still to come this hour, we've got the NHL report, and then 9:15 this morning, as always, stories we missed.
Yes, but let's give away our Sam Roberts tickets for tonight. Burton Cummings Theater, 780 City, CITI 2484. Phil and Rena are going to go head to head on this one. I think we're affectionately calling it the buzzer game. That's really loud. You got to turn that down because your computer really because Rena's will be super super.
Oh well, that's what I want. I turned it up on purpose. I can't. I don't think I can turn it down.
Well, throw it in your Adobe and like bring the levels like that.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. Down. Normalize that. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, like
I'll do what I can,
Rena.
There it is. It only took 15 minutes to open, but I just did.
All right, so we're gonna go ask a series of questions this morning. It will be on text message acronyms. Messenger
Philly's
acronyms.
Philly's going to rock at this.
So,
yeah, thanks, Wheeler.
780 City, CITI 2484. We'll get someone on the line here, and then you are going to choose who you think is going to win. If you're right, then you get tickets to Sam Roberts tonight. Who's going to win? Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, who's going to win, Philly or Rena?
Philly.
All right, okay. All you have to do is just sit there now and hope that Philly wins, okay? So here we go.
I'm going to get killed. Are you kidding? She's, what are you, 15 years younger than me? You better beat me.
I was going to say 15. I'm like, Phil.
Buzz in when you, we'll start easy, okay? We'll start easy on this one. NSFW.
I know that. My buzzer
didn't work. Not safe for work.
That is correct. Damn. That is correct. 1-0 Phil Aubrey.
The outfit is underway.
1-0 Phil Aubrey. All right. NNWW.
NNWW. NNWW.
Anyone?
No need. No, for, no, I don't know.
Sorry.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
NNWW. NNWW.
Jeez, that's a
If you use
one.
That on me on Twitter, I will unfollow you.
STBX. STBX. Anyone? Anyone?
What?
Anyone at all? Anyone?
No.
Soon to be X. Soon to be X.
Killed her. Sorry, man.
Dink. D-I-N-K. Dink.
I don't know any of these. I feel like
Dink.
I'm,
D-I-N-K?
D-I-N-K.
I'm failing my generation here. I have no idea.
D-I-N-K. You guys are going to hate yourselves for this one.
Penis.
No, that's incorrect.
Damn it.
Double income, no kids.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, I
should have known that one.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was the same in internet lingo.
Philly's still winning 1-0, by the way. BGF. BGF. Philly.
Bad girlfriend.
I'm going to give you half points. It's best girlfriend. Best girlfriend.
Half point.
I'm going to give you half point.
One and a half to nothing.
Okay, CMU. CMU. It's not Canadian Mennonite University. CMU. What is CMU? What is the acronym for that when you're messaging? Phil Aubrey.
Call me ugly.
You're ugly.
Slap me and call me ugly.
Crack me up. Crack me up is that
Do one. I lose a point for that?
No, you okay. don't. IDGAD. IDGAD.
Wow, no, I had no idea on that one.
I don't give a damn. IDGAD. I don't give a damn.
How many are we going to do?
Well, honestly, no more because you're doing horrible at this thing. Yeah. Horrible.
Is there any more that you think we might know on that list?
Alcon, A-L-C-O-N, Alcon.
I feel like this is a bit of a win for me in a different way.
I feel like you have to hand in his man card. Is that what you're saying? Alcon is all concerned. All concerned. And do you know that 5'11 means too much information?
Did not.
Neither did I.
I seriously, the only ones I know are the not safe for work. Thank God I got that one.
Yeah, because we have to use that one often.
What's Raffle?
And then like roll on the floor laughing.
Yeah, I thought that was the dog from the Muppets.
That is the
Raffle, isn't it?
Great. I know name LOL too. And like the LMA, basics.
LMAO. There's one I see all the time. LTI. No, he's
That's Lloyd the intern.
No, but I see it on Twitter sometimes, or it's I think it's LTI. And it's like, in case you missed it, but people will tweet with that in front of it. And I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Do you know I ever see that? No? It's probably L something else. I probably got the letters mixed up.
LTI, you said it was?
I think so.
I've got like the entire library here of...
What do you got? What's LTR? Long-term relationship?
Long-term relationship. LTIC is laughing till I cry.
See, I don't know
what it is. LTIO is laughing till I orgasm. Yeah, there's no LTI.
Next time I see it, I'll mention it to you guys and see if you can figure out what the context is.
TIL, you thinking about that one?
What's that?
Today I learned.
Maybe that's what it
that
is.
That could be it.
Okay.
All right, guy on the phone, you win. Sorry, that was really painful to sit through. I apologize for that.
Yeah, but it's been over.
The 92 City FM NHL Report, brought to you by MurrayChevrolet.ca.
So the Winnipeg Jets coming off a win last night over the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, baby, it was a good one.
And three-game homestand. Tomorrow night, the Detroit Red Wings.
That's going to be a tough one.
Rolling. The Wings are playing well.
5-0
yeah.
Last night.
Beat Columbus.
Yeah. I mean, it's Columbus.
Columbus, there's another team that's been disappointing so far this year.
What do you think of Hutchinson last night?
Surprised a lot of people, I think. Yeah. But Pavlik, they gave Pavlik a chance to play both games of a back-to-back, and then he just happened to get yanked against Minnesota. So then I think this was Hutchinson's. They had in mind this was going to be Hutchinson's game.
Plus, it's the New Jersey Devils who, you know, couldn't score if there was nobody in net. I mean, they got doubled in shots last night. It's the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, I don't. If you're going to put Hutchinson in, that's probably a good team.
That's the one.
Coach Murray said expect to see more. We're not going
to
make Hutchinson wait, weeks on end for games. He's going to play a lot more.
Cool.
I know, which we kind of thought might wind up happening. Pavlik's not that guy where he's going to, he's not Jonathan Quick where he deserves to play every single, every game night in, night out. How about Schneider's played like almost every, has he played every game this year?
That was 19 straight games from last night, and that ties a franchise record with Marty Brodeur.
That's insane. 19
games. I think he's going to be it. They're probably going to start him next game.
That's a lot
when
of
they
hockey.
Play in Edmonton. Speaking of goalies, Marc-Andre Fleury earning that contract he just signed. 4 shutouts. He's leading the league with Darcy Kemper in. Am I saying that right?
Darcy Kemper.
Kemper?
Yeah.
Kemper, he's got three. Jonathan Quick, save percentage. He's number one, 938. Andre Pavlik is in the top 10 at 923,
whew,
which is pretty good. He's at number nine. And as you figured, Sidney Crosby leading in points, 26 of them. But he's only got eight goals.
Who's two being, who, like, who's top three in scoring right now?
Scoring right now is Sidney Crosby, Jacob Voracek, and Tyler Seguin.
Voracek, eh?
Voracek, yeah. Voracek's leading in assists. He's got 19 of them. Mm. And he's tied for, where is it here? I think he's got a lot of goals, too. Yeah, he's in there.
Tell you what, the Stars have been a disappointment, though, so far this year, the Dallas Stars.
Outside. Well, considering Tyler Seguin's leading in goals.
Well, but I mean, as far as the standings go, yeah, they look like they were going to be a serious contender this year with bringing in Spezza, and they're last in the Central Division, 6-9.
That's
6-9 crazy. 6-9-4.
That's ugly. That's your NHL report, 851.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World-class rock.
See, now this woman's upset. I kind of get it, but I can explain to her why. A family in Saskatchewan is facing a nearly $1 million medical bill after giving birth in the United States. Well, I think we know why.
This couple from Saskatchewan.
You read about this?
Yeah, this is my story.
Oh, really?
Well, it's fine.
Well, go ahead. You can expand on it. We can share. We can share.
Okay, so basically she was 6 months pregnant. Mm. They went to Hawaii. Mm. They got travel insurance. Mm-hmm. And she went into labor. They brought her into the hospital. The child had to be in the ICU for like 2 months. They couldn't move it, so they had to stay there. And the bill was $975,000.
Just shy of a schmill.
And the coverage that they bought was like, oh, we're not covering that. So they had to file for bankruptcy yesterday.
$975,000?
What's the point of buying insurance? What's the point of buying insurance if they're not going to cough it up? That's ridiculous.
I hate shit like that.
It makes me so angry. But here's the thing. That's what happens when we know with inbreeding. It's more expensive.
From Saskatchewan. Yeah.
It's sad. It's really sad.
It's unfortunate. I feel bad.
That is too bad. When you buy travel insurance, I always wonder, like, if I get hurt, is this really going to cover me? If I have to go see a doctor? Really? Because
if you break your ankle, they try to get out of it.
Those travel insurance things can be such a
scam. Stuff like that.
We had a bit of a scare when my wife and I were traveling in Cuba, and I think she was only like 3 or 4 months pregnant. We had a bit of a scare. We had to call back to our doctor, and they had to call the pharmacy there. But I mean, they're socialist system, so it was okay. But yeah. Scary when you're traveling abroad.
That's for sure. Traveling with broads too can be scary.
Oh my
shopping
God.
With them, living with them,
especially road trips.
Oh my God!
Stay on your side of the car.
Goddamn broads.
Hey, don't call chicks broads.
We love all the ladies who listen to this show. We do. We're just playing. We're having fun. 10 year anniversary, Rena. This will mean nothing to you. It's sportsy, but Wheeler, I know you'll remember this. The infamous Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers brawl.
Of course.
Started on the court.
Meta World Peace.
Yep. Formerly Ron Artest.
That's right.
He's fighting with Ben Wallace, it's just a perfect recipe for disaster because Ben Wallace is hard as F. Mm-hmm. Ron Artest is hardcore as well. And they were all on the court at the same time. And then they got into a little bit of a skirmish. And then some fan threw a beer at Artest.
Uh-huh.
And Artest, he's not playing. He went right into the crowd after the fan. And it turned into like 10-on-10 fans against players. It was totally insane.
This is like, playing that war of, what was that, this online game that everyone's playing? It's like when the Giants come. To stomp on the little people.
Oh, yeah, because these guys are all 6'10".
Those are big boys.
You don't mess with basketball. Well, some basketball players don't really know how to throw.
No,
it's ugly when they fight, but Artest, he looked like he'd been in a fight or two. That's it for my stats. That's what I got,
All right. That's stories we missed. 920 now.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live
weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.